Sorry, you say it, Pat.
We come back from the Wick, and we're in the car, and I talk about guns, see? I said, well, you know how Harry was an RSM, like, you know. I said, you want to ask how Harry? He said, been a soldier all his life. It's not, you know. I said, he was. No, no. He said, he's not dead yet.
Oh, clever. Clever, it, yeah, it is, isn't it?
We're up the butts, didn't we? And Barney got a rabbit.
Did he?
Yeah, picked a rabbit up and chased it over his mouth.
Was it still alive when he...
No, it's a dead one. Robert caught Barney in the end. But I really clumped him to get it over his mouth.
He killed it, though, did he?
I don't think so.
You think it was already dead?
That's already dead. We're up those butts, didn't we? Chris got some bullets.
Yep.
What have you done with those then?
I polished some.
They were our place.
With brass polish.
Use them as false teeth?
No.
Didn't you, Chris? Went down the slide in the swimming pool.
It's somebody's birthday tomorrow, but I don't know whose it is.
Mine.
Is it your birthday tomorrow?
My birthday tomorrow.
Whose birthday is it tomorrow, Christopher?
You went under the waterfall with me, didn't you, Chris? Under the waterfall. Oh, by the way. He fell and hit his face on the concrete over the caravan. He's got a bit of a grazed nose.
Yeah, he tripped over.
Oh! So, have you had a good time then?
Yeah. Sister's had a really good time. So have I. So have I. We went to Leisure World.
Was that the swimming pool?
We went down the tubes. The blue one is the... just as good as the green one. Blue one's longer.
Mm-hmm.
You go...
What's it full of? Full of water?
Yeah. It's not full of, so you're just going straight through water. Just say you're sliding on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello?
Baby?
Baby. Oh!
And then I was saying, they told me guns. I said, what's that? I was asking what Harry's like. He's been a soldier all his life, but he hasn't, Robert said.
There was a hell of a fight.
He hasn't. I said, of course he has. He says, he's not dead yet.
There was a hell of a fight going on here the morning we come over yours between Christopher and Andrew. And I went in to sort out, just in time to hear Christopher say, well, I'm having all Grandpa's money when he's dead, not you.
Really?
Oh,
Mars
each for you there.
Kit Kat. Oh, thank
you.
That's
much.
Your Mars,
they've had it. Oh, right. They've had their Mars. Go on, thank you.
Thank you. We watched Robin Hood, King of Prison Thieves last night.
Oh. On the video.
Yeah, I got the video out. That was good.
Well, while the kids are
out. I didn't fancy it, but that was quite good.
Mm-hmm. Gory, wasn't it?
I thought this to you.
So you're having a quiet day tomorrow then?
Yeah. Esty.
Alright. Yeah, one minute. We got a letter from Asher Pryor Bates this morning to say that, they'd had a communication from Mr. Martin saying that that he had been in touch with her, and actually she got in touch with him. He said, peculiarly, she got in touch with him. So Steam said, now, what do you make of that? I said, well, I think she realised the game's... So he's definitely booked for High Court, so she's done nothing about changing him or anything like that. I said, I reckon she got her or in first and thought, I'm going to...
No, I should say, as Lister said, has told her, you know, you've got to tread very carefully. Yeah. You're on a sticky wicket.
Yeah.
Barry.
Yeah, because she's made all sorts of wild accusations.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she actually got in touch with Martin.
So when?
I thought he
weren't
available till the 3rd of
March. He's not available until the 3rd of March. He's on holiday. Yeah, but they've had a
communication from her to the office, had they?
She's already been in touch with him. A letter to
who's Secretary Martin?
Yes,
that's what I actually imagine,
yeah. And he is definitely booked, you know, for the High Court and all that. He's
we'll see what transpires this time. She'll try the approach of Oh, well, I'm sure you meant well, but it really wasn't in Rich's best interest for him to have overnight access
and all this. Yeah, that's what I originally tried for.
But he's not daft, Martin, and he'll see straight through it.
Well, she's already shown it through Candace to him, hasn't she?
Yeah, you know what she's like, running, so.
I went up saying to myself, I'd for a pint of milk, because we're short of milk.
Oh, God, yeah, the boys drink a lot.
Now, Robert come with me. And a pint of milk's 38 pence, I think it sounds. It cost me £2.38 up here.
Right. He spoiled them. He absolutely ruined them. We went in the carriers today and they didn't have a drink each. They had two drinks each and two packets of crisps. They had two drinks each and two packets of crisps, didn't they?
Two drinks each and two packets of crisps. Didn't they? Two rounds, mate. Yeah, I don't know. He's got the dog to walk tonight, isn't he? Because we couldn't bring him because the car was full of gear. We brought wellies, everything back. Yeah, I think that brought everything. But it was so lucky. It was beautiful up the woods. We played football, lovely warm sunshine, dry underfoot.
You know, I mean, that'd have been sleeting.
I know. We said it was mild today as well. We said exactly. Yeah, I've seen it. He showed it to me on Friday. We
said take it into school.
Because we went over.
I've got to take it back.
There's a town.
Where?
Dying
into school.
On its feet.
That's where I made it.
Really dying on its feet. All the new shops.
It used to be after.
I've got to take it back.
Well, that's 3 o'clock, isn't it? Well, I tried to get a dungarees again today. I mean, we didn't specifically go.
You want to look
that.
After it then,
we
put it away carefully.
We also went into a shop and did various other things.
I think it'll be okay.
Where the old, that's where we got their drawers from.
There.
Oh, where the old, they're nice actually. They're serviceable. The ones I like were polished walnut. But they were
satin wood.
So, oh, well, close thing.
Not even close, not even the same.
They were nice, but they were...
Walnuts harder and shinier than satin wood. Plus they were broken at the top.
They cast all their busting, so you wouldn't have got them anyway. They were too dear. These were much
not five cheaper. Off, didn't you?
Yeah, we got them for 30, so.
So you like those drawers?
Yeah. I sort of £49.50 from MFI, and these are older ones, you know.
Oh, look at these socks.
Clean on this morning. I've done their washing, but they've got a pair of jeans in there, which
are biscuits.
So they're really alright, their jeans, to use again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wait a minute.
So all
you.
The stuff in their bags is clean.
Yeah.
And all they've got is what they've got on to wash.
Yeah.
The rest
I've got 96 bullet pieces and
she's been
bits of bullets
very
and bits of bullets.
Excuse and me. Polished them with them.
Yeah, what's yeah. Did you polish them with some polish, did you?
Yeah. My best one is the one that Grandpa brought over to show us.
Yeah.
I polished that one as much as I could. With
brass.
I'm a bit
disappointed,
I want
it
pink.
It's
a cloth.
Oh, right,
a
cleaning rag.
No, it's sort of kind of like cotton wool.
It's got sort of polish already in it, has it?
Yeah. In a tin. It's for polishing brass.
Who's in there, Andrew?
You just can't keep track of them, so. And the thing is, you're not worried because there's so many people watching.
Out door where the clothes are standing there, the poles with big round rings on. A lot of people out. Robert's pulled out twice. Not pulled out.
Right in the death of it.
Just as well, ain't it?
In the jacuzzi.
Nice and warm, was it?
In the hot, 80 degrees.
No, good.
We had an half of them.
Well, we're jacuzzi, get in.
And your dad said on the phone.
It's labour intensive, isn't it? Probably that's why it's so expensive.
Normally we walk in.
But when you think they say, oh, I've never paid for it, so I've got it, we'll think we're just trying.
Not what?
Once a novelty wear off.
You're only going to get this on people on half term. You've got to try and pay for yourself over 12 months.
It's very rare that swimming pools do, actually.
Stradbroke are now doing a half price because we only paid for all of us to swim on Sunday. I think it was $2.40 something.
Well, for us to go there, it's £13.
Well, that will do, you see.
That's 50p off, goes over 60. Or something over 60, so it's not 50p off.
I'm going to try it next week.
Well, yeah, we usually go.
These are 2.50 each to go in.
Yeah,
it's
a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot.
It is for
Littlands,
you know.
Hour and a half you get for that. Mm. See, when we go in normally, there's no time limit, because I'm so busy. We had the orange armbands. You trade your key from an orange armband.
Mine is an hour and a half is plenty.
And then you got this disc on the wall which changes colours. When your wedge comes up, that comes up flashing orange, the boat hits an old button and it looks up 6-8 foot.
Yeah, but what happens if you just get in at the end of your, or at the time before they change the band, the colours? Because I've seen this done before, right? I mean, it's over a certain time. But if you go at the end of the time, and
it's flashing the orange.
Yeah, but you don't, you never, if you get. You never get the same amount of time as anybody else. I've always thought that's a totally unfair system. It's best with what the best way I've seen it is with a numbers disc. Say from 1 to 10, because they're the early ones, and then they get a certain time. Then your numbers 11 to 20.
What I'm saying is, the orange disc was flashing for a long while before the buzz.
Yeah, but it's flashing just as long for those who bought it first time round, isn't it?
Yeah.
You still get extra. You don't.
But of course, don't forget yesterday. They allow so many in, so you'd all be going in at the same.
Time. Oh well, if it's at the same time, providing you're at the same time.
Well, yesterday because of the long queue that happened that way. Normally, if you go in nice boat, normally we don't have bother normally.
No, I'm just going to say normally if there's no time restriction.
They actually tell you in the queue. She'll say right. The load I'll be going in, she'll say right. The next lot will be going in 10 minutes to 1, which may be a quarter of an hour's time, but, you know, so that's all the time. They don't let a foot, there's a section come out and go in.
Well, they have to, won't they? Because otherwise it'd be just.
And it weren't uncomfortably crowded in there.
Is it clean?
Absolutely. And I like the idea of the lockers and that, you know. None of the changing rooms have got. Locks on the doors. They got bolts on the inside, obviously. But you get 50% sale with your locker.
It's like Stradbroke, isn't it?
Yeah, Stradbroke's like that. You get it back at the end. Yeah. So you have like a band with a key on it.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Put your 50.
Normally you put that band on and swim with it.
That's what we do.
Trade it in.
Yeah, that's what we do. I'm just saying Pat might want it for storage, you see. But if you don't need it, get rid of it. I mean, I could always.
No,
we're having a cup of tea, sit down. We've been busy all day. All day. Sound like the dog.
She's pointing to the jar of sweets.
Well, you can't have those, sorry.
Can't she have a little piece of Mars? She's got one there.
She's going to have a bit of a tea in a minute. She'd have a bit of a tea.
Yeah, one, darling.
Soon.
Soon.
When you've had a snooze.
A dance.
Oh, no,
some eggs not. He'll be ready for bed normal time. It's they'll be in bed by about 8 o'clock tonight. But they won't need a bath or anything. I'm gonna put the news on at 5:40. Nick can watch Star Trek at 6 o'clock.
Star Trek.
You like Star Trek, don't you?
Grandpa, Daddy, did you know we had these?
Oh, the yucky bathroom. Oh,
Grandpa,
look at the bathroom.
We had
Oh yeah, we're full of bubbles.
Yeah, about the stink.
Well, I've changed the colour in the bathroom, you know, it's white now.
Not about this stink.
I have two days on and Boris John's children's bikes and Chris's Rich's bikes have been all around.
Well, I was gonna bring their bikes across this time and Sue said don't bother because they have an arrangement with the is it alright for that though?
Oh yeah.
It doesn't mind. No, it doesn't mind
at
all. And because Robert was asking for his
I went in today, I said, thanks for 16 arranged to video Laura's birthday today. So I said, thanks for having the bike, Sean. I said, that's all right. I said, by the way, Steve will be around this afternoon to video. Oh, I said, smash, I thought, I'm giving a little bit back, see?
Yes.
Steve said, oh, we're going to be embarrassed, they know what to do. I said, no, I'm not doing it for that reason. So I'm trying to, you know, look as we're giving
Steve didn't
back.
Mind doing it, did he? That's great. That's great, that is.
Daddy, you know, Grandpa told us not to go on our backs in the water chutes. I went on my back on both of them. And it wasn't too bad.
You come quick off, though, eh? If you're not wondering, if you're not watching what's happening, you come off
ship.
No. It's okay.
Is he like that one that was at Felix Store, that long, slopey one, is it?
No, it goes right out the building. This one goes right out
the building, round and round, and it drops down when it goes up. That's a hell of a thing, it is.
Cleverly designed. And how deep's the water when you land in it?
I just shoot out, and I just scream to the thing. I don't go under.
Oh, what's going on?
Even when I'm lying down.
Oh, do I always go under? How can you land on your back and not go under, boy?
Easy. I lay on my back.
Yeah, well, you must go under when you go in the water on your back.
What? I don't.
Have to watch you next time.
You next time, and I will.
Yeah, I reckon he's cheating.
He only said half when we came out of there. There's less pain going again.
Grandpa did something wrong, I suppose, when you went down like a bullet when he's lying on his back. Because you don't go down there very, very fast.
I already did, but I haven't tell you the first time I went down there. I thought they had it. And they didn't come up again, neither. They should be coming after me, they were. I had no idea where I was.
Who went there?
Andrew went down the road. I said, Andrew, do you want to come down with me first time?
Uh-huh.
No,
he
said,
I'll
go. And I've been quite,
let's
say, frightened, boy.
Yeah, I bet. I've been down both of them.
Yeah.
Both lion and
the rabbits.
The blue one's the father.
They hooked you out the rabbits twice, didn't they?
Yeah. Out of both rabbits.
Did they?
Yeah. Because once, about the third time, the first time I went in the rapid that was all...
That's got to go in the kitchen, by the way, when you're finished.
The current, you just sort of swam around with it, and you could get to the side easily.
Oh.
The third time, they had turned it up, so it kept them going big waves, so I missed the steps. So one of the lifeguard.
Oh, again.
Brought one of those padded things. And the second one was open, which went right outside the building and came back in again.
I'm just hooving in you, Rebecca.
I was going along with it, all of the bumps were okay, but when I was actually inside the building again, I held on to Grandpa to get to the steps, but my hand slipped, so I was going down the current, so I tried to hold on to the orange thing that they put there, but I slipped off of that and I kept on going round, and the lifeguard gave me and somebody else a hoop, and we both grabbed onto it. He pulled us to the
The man all the while inside, he's lifeguards, and bloody weatherproof clothing,
Well, they have to be done, yeah.
Wooden poles to hooks on to hook people out, because you don't know. Once you're in that water, you don't stop, you can't decide not to go.
You'll have to sit, you go.
It's like the rapids about a boat.
Yeah.
Your body going around. You've been everywhere, arms, legs, a lot.
It's not painful, though. Apart unless you do it.
Bloody near what I did is. So I was trying to keep it, it's too much water, and
you
just
don't
know.
It can be painful. You're kamikaze.
I was trying to keep his head up. Because you went over lovely, you sit there. I can't do them, bang.
First bump you go over.
Go and shut the toilet door, I think she's in.
First hump you go over, it's just a little one like that, whoop. And then the second one, you go whoop and down a bit, and it's all the water splashes in your face.
Yeah,
and that's the same with the first.
Sprays it back, does it?
And then the fourth one is just like the first one. And then the next one you come to is the last one that actually takes you into the building. It goes up and straight down. And you can't stay up in the water. You go straight under. And you don't find yourself in the middle of the pool where it actually comes in. You find yourself being pressed against the wall by the water pressure. That side.
So how do you get out then? He's got asthma.
You have to swim to...
He's going to have to go and have a spray.
Swim to the steps.
We had a good time though.
Yeah, but instead of me swimming to the steps,
my darling, you've got a pizza
round with
oh,
the current.
Oh, you porky girl.
You'll do alright. You're okay, you're still here. Don't sit on Rebecca's cup.
Oh, no, baby. Yeah, we know they're there, but they're the wrong kind for you, darling.
No, not for you, miss. The word is... Oh, I don't know where they are then.
Right, Pat, I'm ready when you are then.
Good, because that means I can get this, these two rooms paid for.
Well, and if
the weather's hit,
we might
need a
caravan.
Daddy?
Get
down now, come on,
you're down. What's it, Mummy? No, I'm coming again. Do you want to have, you want me to carry that?
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
You grab all of it, Sue. Sue! Come on, you're going to have to grab all of it, because I'm going to have to move this.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Don't smack.
Bye-bye.
He's upstairs. Bye! Oh. Robert, come and carry a chest of drawers around, will you? Well, you can get a pair of shoes on. Right then. Can you carry these two? One. There's your old chest of drawers, you see. You go around the back.
Yep. Where do I go to?
In the car. Can you manage? Just take your time.
It's on the barrel, don't
we? I suppose so. Lift.
Carry on, George.
Go on, Rob. Off you go.
Bye,
yeah. Let him out for a raw round. Right? Yeah, okay. Get out of the way, you stupid dog. Yeah. Hang on, we'll just carry it straight here. Yeah? No, leave the drawers in. I've got the light end again here. Well, it's got some drawers in, deep drawers, you know, and I wonder whether or not you've always. I know. You've always said if you had stuff like this. If you don't find use for it, you can chuck it out. Goat. No, it's the goats on Sue's. Okay. You don't want any more carrots, do you? Carrot cakes. Andrew, leave it down. Right? Yeah, put it down there. Can you go in there, won't
you? I've got six.
All right. Okay.
It's only a teacup in that old grey bag from the caravan. That's all I'm going
to. I'll move that and that. There you go, put that down there. He doesn't know yet. Might not use him at all. Cat, leave the drawers. Excuse me. You've got a new chest of drawers anyway, Christopher. You got yours last year.
Why is we want a set of drawers short?
There are two drawers.
One should be four altogether.
They're
broken.
Yeah,
I've got my glasses on.
Oh yeah, you do. But you've got
the deeper ones. So there's another one in that goes in there. And I'll put it in. You used to have school
clothes.
School clothes piled anywhere, Robert. See? Lovely. Thank you. Well done. Oh, if you can use it, use it. If you can't use it, just get rid of it. You know. It's always something for. Well, you might use it for something. So we'll see you when we see you next year.
Yeah, alright.
Whenever that'll be.
Bye-bye.
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 Kiss.
He's too busy nosing up there.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Nan.
Bye,
boys.
Bye.
Right, we'll let these lot go, and we'll go and watch the news. If you're watching Star Trek at 6, I said they could watch Star Trek at 6 o'clock.
Well, I want to put the goats in anyway.
Bye.
I'll put them in. See you later, then.
Well, they need feeding.
See you later.
Well, do you want me to take some straw in?
No, they need some grain. They need a bit of grain in.
And straw?
Yeah, a bit of straw. You can put in as well.
Well, I'll put some of that in now. Christopher can put some straw in. Leave that, leave it. I've got... No, put that back. Put it back. I don't want that open. You know, shouldn't only need to be told once, Christopher. Come on. Open the... Open the shed door. There, shed. Shut up, goat. Bloody sun. Look! Just behave. Come on. Have you opened the door? Bum, 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 bum. Right, straw and feed for these animals here. Right.
Daddy,
I'm going to run about. Yeah. Let's put this in. There you go. It's in the black bag. On. Get it.
Get your butt in here. Go on, then you get more.
Yeah,
I need to go up though, just always.
Yeah, no.
Harry!
I'll put some hay in. Come on. Let's get in.
Your
gate's
open.
Your door.
I've got
yeah.
A piece of chocolate.
It's like chocolate. Alright, are the hens? Oh, the hens
Daddy,
are alright.
On my piano, do you want to practice Happy Birthday?
Tomorrow I'll do it. I'll do it. Oh, wheel that. Andrew, wheel this buggy round, will you?
I will.
Oh, go on then, Chris. Go on then.
I will. What?
Put the barrel back up against the door, will you? Careful. Put it by the back door. Just put that by the back door.
Gone let the eggs, hasn't she? Bagged them up ready. Yes, she said I'll have some. Never mind.
Go in! Daddy!
Go in! Take her in, will you?
Come on!
What? I don't know, Sue. I'll have a look. No, you're not going up. You smell the bathroom. Is the dog in? Yes, he's in.
Hello.
Hello. You're a good boy. You're a good girl. No, it's still taping. It's going on for quite some time. I saved you that. But I put it on his bike. Yeah, so you've had a good time then?
Yep.
I wouldn't do too much. Yeah, a couple for each and a chocolate biscuit or something and a drink of milk. They've had a big meal apparently and they're all thoroughly stuffed. Right, okay. Your dad was saying. I'm alright, Sue.
I'll have me yogurt then.
I might have a biscuit.
Have any of them sweets because they're the wrong kind for her.
Daddy?
Have a banana sandwich and a Kit Kat. Big syringe.
Yeah. Do you like
a pig in there?
It's for putting the cream on, isn't it?
That's on tape,
Robert,
that is.
It's for putting the cream
on. Oh, a creamer, is it?
Are you like Christmas birthday cake?
No, not yet.
No, it's doing tomorrow.
Get done, don't worry. No. Get done, don't worry.
Here, one of these, look.
You've not put bread, have you? Oh, we've got the
next girl. Thank you, one of them.
Why do you bring the button with it?
Well, you asked this, that I don't want it.
Oh, yeah, but I've got pizza bread. How about a piece of pizza bread? Six small pieces with it. Okay. Why, you don't want a half right now?
What? Why do you
Banana
Sue. Oh, Jesus.
A bit on the right.
Where's your red bowl? Go and get your bowl. Go and get your bowl. Go with Andrew. Get your bowl.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your mum's looking forward to having a bit of a break tomorrow. Your dad's got a... Well, you know this next door neighbour there has been driving cars all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Dad and Stephen have got the chance to do that tomorrow.
Oh, Daddy!
Thank you. To what?
About.
Shouldn't be too old to.
So willing for the access, you know?
Yeah. You're going to put a couple of bits of banana in there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give some of this one.
Just a little bit in.
Wait a minute!
That'll do.
Scrub out the...
Your hands are dirty. Look at the state of your hands.
Come on, Andrew, go and wash your hands. You can't possibly eat with hands
on yours.
Colour.
You know now. Black hands here. Yeah, Becky Boots. Put your arms in. Oh, gosh. Hang on. Away. singing.
Hello.
How long is that puppy? There you go. Hang on. Yum yum. I think your microwave clock's a bit fast, Sue.
Could be, because I've reset it. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, my fault. You wash your hands? Been washed? Andrew, you're not old enough to shave yet. Just give your hands a good wash and don't leave a mark in the sink.
Do you think Robert needs to go to the doctor?
If the cough doesn't improve, it sounds like asthma. I'll tell you what I am worried about, your dad. Do you see his lips?
Swollen.
No, they're blue.
Blue? It's hot.
That's a sign of bad circulation. And high blood pressure.
I'll give Mum a ring later then.
No, Sue, don't. It'll just totally worry you. Absolutely, I wouldn't.
Have you said anything to Dad about it?
What, do you think I should?
Yes. He might listen to it from you. Give him a ring later on this evening. I didn't know. I mean, I would have said say something when you chat to.
Oh, maybe it might come better from you, from your mum. Ah, that's a bit personal.
I'll mention it to Mum then.
Give a ring tomorrow. Has Christopher got it, Sue? It's out here. Goes on the table. Oh, hang on, I haven't given you one yet, Chris. Hang on. You finish yours. Has Andrew got a Kit Kat? Yeah, put your mat. Put the mat down there. There you are.
First, I'm going to start.
You don't have that second, by the way. You have your sandwiches first.
Say 120,000 people just to get the thing going.
His,
wouldn't have had the courage.
Joe is
isn't it?
Thanks to Mark Walker's research and the release of the farm war transcripts, the mystery of Hitler's bomb has at last been
destroyed. No, Joe is 3 in May, and Amber.
But there is one final twist to this story. One character who seems strangely absent. The Führer himself.
The decision, should we invest the necessary money into nuclear fission research? Stopped at an army bureaucrat, a physicist named Erich Schumann. And because it died there, it never got up to Hitler. Now the same bureaucrat had to judge the German rocket research. And the same bureaucrat decided that that was promising. And because he said yes, that decision went all the way up the ladder. And there came a day when Werner von Braun and army officers interested in rockets had their chance to talk to Hitler. Because the German nuclear research project had in effect been frozen at a low level, as far as we know, Hitler hardly heard anything at all about it.
But once I approached Schumann, who was in charge of the European office, and...
Shut the door, sir, and keep everybody in.
It would not be good to tell some higher people in the government about this matter. And Schumann said, please don't do it. Because if Hitler, he said, der Führer, hears that nuclear weapons are possible, he will say half a year and then they must be there. And you know that this is not feasible, and for you and for me it would be a very bad position. Please keep away from such ideas.
The Germans did not try to make nuclear weapons, and they did not make them. The Americans tried to make nuclear weapons, and they succeeded. It does not logically follow that if the Germans had tried, they would have failed.